Praise the Lord. I am happy to be with you today and to share with you words from the Word. I trust that as we share and as you listen, that God would speak to our hearts. He has spoken to my heart and encouraged me along the way, and I am here to encourage you. We are looking at this man, Peter, perfect example before us, who got out of the will of God, but thank God he got it right, and he is on track ministering for the Lord. And in one of our texts we read, 3,000 people accepted Jesus at one of his invitation at the end of his message. Lelia and Morris wrote the song entitled, Let Jesus Come Into Your Heart. In the first stanza, if you're tired of the load of your sin, let Jesus come into your heart. If you desire a new life to begin, let Jesus come into your heart. Just now, your doubtings give over. Just now, reject him no more. Just now, throw open the door. Let Jesus come into your heart. We're looking at Peter's preaching, and we're looking at the method that he used. We talked of how his message was one of boldness, and he was fearless in presenting the message. He was not afraid to let them know who he was speaking to. He charged them with the debt of Christ. He preached with holy boldness, and he preached in the Spirit and with power. Let's move on. Let's look at the focus of his message. These things are important when we are preaching God's word. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 36, the Bible says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Notice, Peter was preaching. His message was not about him. He was not trying to promote himself in any way. His message was Jesus Christ is Lord. What his message was all about? Jesus Christ is Lord. Peter did not preach religion. Peter preached of the person of Christ. Peter preached salvation. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, he says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. Nowhere in this portion of Scripture it speaks of religion as means of salvation. No, he speaks of Jesus Christ, the only one. He said, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. He preached salvation. Too many churches today begin their message, finish their message, and nothing is said about salvation of the soul. People are lost. The Bible teaches us, wherefore, as by one man sin enter into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned. So he preached salvation. He preached repentance. In Acts chapter 2, verse number 38, and Peter said unto them, repent. What it means to repent. Repentance is when one comes face to face with his or her sin. Repentance is a voluntary, sincere change of the mind of the sinner that causes him or her to turn away from his or her sin and turn to Jesus Christ by faith, believing in him and accepting him as Lord and Savior. He said to them, repent. This is what you must do. No one can force anybody to repent. It's needless that we try to make people do a thing that they don't want to do. That's not repentance. Repentance is a voluntary, sincere change of the mind. He said, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. In our messages today, repentance is missing in so many of our messages. The Bible said, except ye repent, we shall all likewise perish. I think it is quite unfair for us to have a congregation and not to preach to them repentance. Repentance is important. Oh, you say, I tell you, nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. If we do not repent, we will not even see the kingdom of God. Have you repented of your sins? Have you realized that you are wrong and God is right, that you need his forgiveness? Have you turned away from your sin? I know there are many today who will go to God and say, God, forgive me. But in their minds, before they use the word forgive me, they got it in their mind to go ahead and do the same thing again. Oh, I'm not saying that we don't make mistakes, but this should not be habitual. Repent. If we don't repent, we will not see the kingdom. Not only that he preached repentance, he preached baptism. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. These days, there are so many that do not see the need for baptism. Baptism is confessing to the world outwardly what has taken place inwardly. Baptism is letting people know that I've been with Jesus. Baptism is a symbol of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He says they were baptized. He preached their incarnation where God became flesh and dwelt among men. In John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus of Nazareth was a man. He was the God-man. In chapter 2 and verse 22, he said, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. There are many today that will tell you that Jesus Christ was just a good prophet. Many today will tell you that he was a man just like men. I want to tell you, though he was a man because he was born of Mary, he was God because of the Holy Spirit of God. He was 100% man and 100% God. He preached the crucifixion. In verse number 23, what am I trying to prove to you? I'm proving to you the focus of his message. He preached the crucifixion in verse 23 of Acts 2, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. In other words, he was delivered by God a long time. Ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. He explained the Lord was born to die for this purpose. Peter makes it very clear for us in chapter 3 and verse number 18, for Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Not only that he preached the crucifixion, he preached his resurrection. In chapter 2 of Acts, verse 24 and verse 32, whom God had raised up and have loosed the pain of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. In verse 32, this Jesus had God raised up, and whereof we all are witnesses. This raising up speaks of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. This speaks of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Peter shows this was an Old Testament prophecy. In chapter 2, verse 25 down to verse number 28, he said, "For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on the right hand, and I should not be moved. Therefore did not my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. That thou hast made known to me the ways of life, thou shalt make me full of joy with countenance." Over and over. Read Psalms 16, verse 8, down to verse number 11. And then read again in Acts chapter number 17 and verse number 18. My time is up, but I'll come back and share a little more on the focus of Peter's message. Lord, thank you. Teach us to use your word. For you said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. Share with a friend. Oh, let's get the gospel all across the globe where others would hear and come to know Jesus as Savior. Please share. Thank you.